Following Through, a revolutionary new model for finishing whatever you start. By Steve Levinson, PhD, and Pete Grider, MED. You've just returned from a relaxing vacation in the wilderness. You turn on the TV to catch up on the news. Uh-oh, looks like something bad happened. Having missed the beginning of the story, you struggle to piece together what's going on. It's a public menace of astronomical proportions, the Surgeon General reports gravely to the scores of reporters gathered around him. It claims victims young and old from all walks of life. It affects more people than do all the name-brand diseases combined, he continues. And it does more than just rob people of physical health. It penetrates every nook and cranny of their lives. It actually blocks its victims from using the potential they have to improve their lives. It's hard to imagine a more insidious threat. Yikes, this is alarming. From what you've been able to gather so far, there's a weird and scary disease going around that actually prevents people from using their own intelligence and experience to run their lives effectively. It sounds like people can still use their intelligence to figure out what they should do, but then they just don't do it. This, of course, keeps them from exercising control over everything they should be able to control. It sounds awful. You're guessing this must be a case of germ warfare, or maybe nerve gas. As the Surgeon General continues to describe the symptoms, you come to a horrifying realization about this disease or plague or whatever it is that's ravaging the country. You already have it. In fact, the more you think about it, the more you realize that you've had it for quite some time. Your mind and heart race as you see signs of it everywhere in your life. That incredible disconnect between intention and action that the Surgeon General described. You remember the blood pressure medicine you stopped taking, even though you knew you should continue it. The many exercise and diet programs you abandoned. That promotion you missed because you failed to stick with the self-study course you paid a bundle for. The savings plans that fizzled out. The mess in the garage you keep saying you'll take care of. The will you started but never finished. And the zillions of sincere but unkept promises you've made to your wife and kids. You've got it all right. Now, in a panic, you watch and listen intently in the hopes of getting answers to the questions racing through your mind. What should you do? Have the authorities set up emergency treatment centres? Is there a cure? Is it contagious? Will my kids get it? Oh my God! Suddenly it dawns on you that your kids already have it. And so does your wife. And so does your boss. And so do your friends. By now you're sitting just inches from the TV screen. You want answers, and you want them now. As the camera returns to the news anchor, he explains, that was a Surgeon General with a report on a condition that we largely ignore. Despite all the harm it does to so many of us, it has no name. It's the failure to consistently do what we know we should do to keep and make our lives as good as they can be. It's poor follow-through. What? Your emotions are a raging jumble. You don't know what to feel first. Relief? Anger? Foolish for getting all bent out of shape about nothing? Poor follow-through? For crying out loud, it's hardly a disease, hardly an epidemic, hardly a national disaster. Damn media. When will they ever stop hystericalizing everything? As you settle back into your chair, your heart stops thumping, and finally comes a soul-deep sigh of relief. Thank goodness there's no problem. You're fine. Your wife and kids are fine. Everyone's fine. It was a big hoax. There's no disease, no epidemic, no plague, no germ warfare, no nerve gas, no national disaster. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. Everything's cool. But is everything cool? Just because poor follow-through isn't caused by a germ or by nerve gas, and just because nearly everyone has it, doesn't mean that it isn't a huge problem. In fact, everything the Surgeon General said about the harm poor follow-through does is absolutely true, and ignoring the problem doesn't make it do any less damage. Yet ignoring it is exactly what we're doing.